So tomorrow it's the Harbottle show. So for people in the Alnwick area who want to come out and see the show, perhaps just a few directions how to get there.
Yeah, well, we're in the Coogan Valley, as you said, and we're about 7 miles up the valley from Rothbury. So if you're approaching from the Rothbury direction, you'd be going through Thropton and continuing up the road until you get to the farm of Flotterton, and then you take a right fork. And it's all signposted for Harbottle, and you keep on the road up past Sharperton, into Harbottle village, through the village, and then once you've gone through the village, the Shawfield's directly on your left. It's pretty easy to see. It's got a... So there's five or six tents in the actual field, and there'll be some kind gentlemen on the gate willing to relieve you of an entry fee of £3 for adults and children under 16 free.
And presumably some signposts as you get near to it, are there?
Oh, definitely.
Great, good. So what time does it all start tomorrow?
Well, it's I suppose the main thing is the judging in the actual tent, for the industrial tent, it starts about 11 o'clock. So people coming in from probably half past 8 to 9 o'clock with the produce that they're going to exhibit, the sheep are arriving around that time. The tent opens about 12 o'clock or thereabouts once the judging's finished. So that's when the sort of the main things start, the children's sports and the wrestling and all sort of displays. We've got a craft tent and we've got a trade tent, and we've got the children's sports, and there's quite a few things going on. So the real premise of Harbottle's show is it's a family show. It's a sort of show that you can bring the children along to and just let them run loose.
That sounds great. So just looking at the programme here, fascinated by the wrestling. Tell me a little bit about that.
Wrestling, well, it's something I've only done once, and I must admit I came off rather badly. But it's run under the we've got novice and 12 stone wrestling. I'm not an expert myself, but the two chaps who run it, there's Ken Davidson who organises it, very, very well qualified. They've been coaching Cumberland wrestling for a long, long time. So it's the sort of thing that if you haven't done it before, they'll let you have a go, but you'll also find there'll be wrestlers coming from really all over the north of England. And we've occasionally had touring groups from as far afield as France coming to have a go. It's the sort of thing that it attracts quite a good crowd, and it's a very sort of keen thing for all the shows in the area.
Yeah, and Rothbury's one of the few Cumberland wrestling clubs in the northeast of England, isn't it? So that should be good to see.
That's right. They've got a strong contingent there, and like I say, they've got some good coaches. So it's something that's actually thriving in the Coogan Valley at the moment.
Right. So presumably other entertainment going on during the day?
We've got the Rothbury Pipe Band. They'll be there. We've got a kites competition. We've got terrier races. Now, the terrier races is always good fun to watch. There's nothing like a bunch of terriers and chasing after a fox's tail. It's a tremendous bit of entertainment. And we also have a tug of war, which is really open to anyone. We try and get a few teams together and have a bit pull. But I think one thing actually is a look around the industrial tent, because last year we had a tremendous display of vegetables, and there was needlework, photography, and especially the baking class is absolutely fantastic.
There's I was going to ask, is there a good spread of bakery in the show?
I've got to say, the good thing about being chairman is you actually get to judge one of the classes, and you can select your own class, and I must say, the chocolate cake class is the one I always go for. So
that sounds very nice indeed, doesn't
fantastic.
It? Right. And presumably, for people who get hungry or thirsty, you'll have plenty for them to tuck into?
Yeah, we're very lucky. We've got a tea tent. It's run by two local ladies, so it's all home cooking. It's an excellent spot to just sort of stop for either a light tea or you can have there's all sorts of sandwiches and some nice sort of homemade cakes. We also have there's other food available on the field, so we're fairly well catered for. There's all sorts there, and it's the sort of show, like I said before, that you can just come along and just relax at. And it's a sort of place to meet sort of friends. If you haven't seen them for a while, just come along and have a quick crack and catch up with the gossip and see what's going on.
So quite an interesting looking craft marquee as well, looking at the programme. Lots of demonstrations.
Well, we've had that for a few years now, and there's all sorts going on there. There's basket making and weaving and all sorts. So we've also got there's the the birds of prey have come along. They came last year, and they're coming along this year as well. So they're going to be doing some demonstrations, and also they'll be available to sort of have your photograph taken with some of the birds. And they're quite eager to show you sort of how the birds have been bred, and tell you a bit about how they're used.
And some alpacas, which
alpacas
is
as well.
Something a little different.
Something a little bit different. We've got quite a spread of livestock. We've got this, obviously got the sheep show, but we've also got some alpacas from a local farm, so they'll be there as well. So there's quite a bit to see. It's certainly sort of one of those days that if the sun shines, it can actually make it a really nice day out for the family.
And not just the day, it goes on into the evening as well.
Yeah, that's right. Certainly, we've got the dance at night. We've got a ceilidh. There's a very good band called Northumbrian Fair, and that starts from about 8 o'clock. And it's just a bit of traditional dancing, and very, very sort of easy to join into, nothing too raucous. We've got a bar, and there'll be some food as well. So it's the sort of thing that just keeps the day going. It's a nice finish to the day.
And that one's £4 to get in on the door.
That's right, yes, £4 on the door to get in. Very, very reasonable.